This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Williams gets it to Collins. Back over to Williams. Stolen by Payton. Healing to 3-on-2. Right wing to Jebski. Left corner heel. Touch pass Curry. Dribble drive. Step back. Fire to 3. Got it! Chaos reigns here in Utah. An 8-0 run and we're tied at 19.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I mean, just like Gary Payton II, call courtesy of Tim Roy, voice of the Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. There's more than meets the eye with Dan Devone and Evan Giddings. You know, we have other interests besides the hardcore X's and O's sports knowledge. You know, you might catch Dan down at the Opera House by the Civic Center. You might catch me out in Oakland at a comedy show. We're all over the place. You know, this isn't just what we do. We go out and live in addition to, of course, talking about the Golden State Warriors.
I got to be honest with you.
Well, turn your mic on first.
I got to be honest with you. I try the opera, and I have been to the New York Opera House, which is amazing. But the opera is it's boring, man. It just is. It's just, you know, and it's funny because it's almost as though you can go see Carmen and there'll be moments where
San Diego,
you'll be locked in and you'll enjoy it. And then you nod off and you fall asleep for, you nod off for like 20 minutes and then you pick it back up. But that's almost sort of baked in when you go to the opera. Like everybody, it's not just me. Everybody, you look around and everybody picks their spots where the eyelids get heavy. Yeah, and you crash for a little bit and you come back and you pick it up and you doze and you come back. It's 4 hours of hell.
Now, is it true that you have to, I don't know, it's like black tie or
no, it's
business casual?
Especially in San Francisco. The symphony and the opera in San Francisco has become, and I don't go frequently, but it's much, much more casual than it was, say, back in the day. Yeah. No, there's none of that.
Well, but in a place like New York, when you're in the Mecca, I mean, I'm sure you got to look suited and booted. You got buttons on, right?
I do, but
show up in a white tee.
You can get away with it out there in New York. Yeah, we've sort of lowered our standard across the board when it comes to that sort of stuff, man. Well,
shout out the country. I think it's like it's not like the Intuit Dome, where you have to be wearing Clippers gear to be above the wall.
So I just got a quick story, and then we'll get back into the Warriors. So when I was a kid, or I was much younger, like the L.A. Forum is where you wanted to be when Magic Johnson was doing his thing, right? And they were winning championships, and it was James Worthy, and it was all those boys, Cooper, and that star-studded cast, including Byron Scott. And so the Forum Club inside the LA Forum.
Mm.
I'm telling you, this was where it happened. All right. These, you talk about the quintessential pretty Southern California men and women, was all going off at the Forum Club at halftime and after the game. But after the game, you had to buy a ticket or you had to be invited because it was all VIP, because the players would make their way up to the Forum Club. That's where Magic did a lot of damage back in the day. But I was in college.
Why do you think he was always smiling?
Yeah, the University of Arizona. And somehow there were two things, two highlights of my life when I was a young man. Somehow we got into the Playboy Club briefly. And then we got into the Forum. And here I am in my shorts and my K-Swisses, no socks. Got like, you know, a hole in my pocket, maybe $8. And there was this most gorgeous woman at the bar. And I remember my buddies were just like, nah, you won't DeVoe. No, you won't. What do I got to lose? And I looked like I was 14. So I said the stupidest line. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't belong, but are you serious? Are you Miss America? And she giggled. And I was talking to someone so out of my league, and it had to be 15 years. She had to be she was like in her 20s, and I was a teenager. And I was like, this is the most amazing thing in the world. And she's looking over my shoulder, and she's smiling, and she says, well, meet my fiance. And it was Mitch Kupchak, who was the GM of the Los Angeles Lakers. I think he was playing at the time. And he's 6'9", just his broad shoulders, just sort of giggled at me. And there I am, like this guy in a t-shirt and my shorts. So fast forward, WWE, some 20 years later, and now I'm a grown man. And I'm looking for an apartment and a place to stay in New York in the Upper East Side. Somebody says, you want to hook up with this realtor? And this woman, as we get to talking, is much, much older, but still very pretty. And we're going from place to place. And she says, yeah, I'm from LA. I went to UCLA. Like, oh, yeah, we get in talking about the Lakers. And then she goes, yeah, I was engaged to Mitch Kupchak. And I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I said, I think I hit on you when I was like 18 years old. Here we are some 30 years later, and she's this powerful realtor broker out in New York City. So we proceeded, once we broke the ice, we somehow, it was like an 85 degree day, summer day in New York City, and we went to a cigar bar. You know, a cigar bar in New York and anywhere else, mm-hmm. it's just like, first of all, you go downstairs and you're sub-level and you can't see your hand in front of your face, and I'm hitting on a cigar, which I don't smoke cigars, with this woman who was my realtor. But there you go. All right.
Dude, you could tell me that you were alongside Neil Armstrong at the moon landing, and I think I'd buy it. Every single time by the way, I've been out to, you know, the Forum Club, snuck in there, talked to Mitch Kupchak's wife. What was the one?
There's a lot of people that did that. Actually, you know who probably knows it better than anybody? It's probably like Steiny. I guarantee you, when he was beat
on
the Warriors,
yeah.
No doubt he was at the Forum Club.
Potentially. No, I mean, there's all these kind of random things that you forget about, places you've been. Like, this was in Vegas, but we were actually at a cigar bar. And
are you into cigar bars?
Like, not
I think it's
really.
The most disgusting thing in the world.
No, not really. It was a cigar bar, but it wasn't a traditional one. Like, it was up on the rooftop. So you could go outside if you needed to, like, take a break. By the way,
it's like somebody has one of those fog machines for effect in, like, a movie studio. Like, you just can't see all this. It's smoke.
Which is what the entire city of Las Vegas smells like. The moment that you get off the plane, you get hit with secondhand high, and you get a headache that I haven't shook for the last week. I mean, I'm still trying to get over it. The amount of cigarette and cigar smoke that's been popped
that
in
me,
my
face.
That,
to me, by the way, the two senses, when I think about Major League Baseball, stale peanuts and cigar smoke. And I'm like, all right, this is Candlestick. I'm at a baseball stadium. Those are the two things that I recognize that immediately my senses go baseball.
No. When I think of baseball, I think of Copenhagen straight. That's tobacco.
I know.
Let's break this up with a member of the Dolphin Club. Lisa from the Dolphin Club is calling into Warriors this week.
Yeah.
Wants to talk to Dan DeVone. Lisa, how are you? Please.
Lisa, did you swim from the Bay Bridge to China Beach?
No, not today. Last week, I did swim from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Bay Bridge, and today we had the Alcatraz swim, the Dolphin Club Alcatraz swim.
Yeah,
sweet.
I was there this morning, and I saw everybody getting loaded. So how did you do? Did you do it, and what was your time?
It was a beautiful day. Beautiful. My time was pretty good for an old lady, 56 minutes. And it was the Golden Gate Bridge was in my sights the whole way, and it was just gorgeous.
So when you left Alcatraz, did you get swept up in that ebb that tries to push you out the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's what they, we were in a slack. They try to time it so you go between the ebb and the flood. And so we were at the very end of the flood when we started, and I felt like we were getting pushed to the Bay Bridge. And then, you know, you just feel like you're not getting anywhere for a long time. And then at the end, the ebb kicked in, and we were able to make the opening and get back to safety.
Lisa, just so that our program director, a man by the name of Matt Nahagan, doesn't call in and reprimand me, can you just ask a Warrior question, or do you even know who the Warriors are?
I love the Warriors. Man, I am a huge, huge Warriors fan. I used to go in Oakland all the time, and I used to go back in the 80s. And, yeah, so I know they won last night, but I had to go to bed early, so I couldn't watch it because I actually watched some of the World Series.
Are you feeling optimistic at all about the Warriors this season, Lisa?
I'm excited about the Warriors this season. I love the Splash Buddies, and I'm impressed with, like Trace Jackson Davis is looking so much bigger and stronger.
See, she's not just somebody that jumps in the water and swims from Alcatraz all the way to back to land, which is, I want to say, 2.5-3 miles, Lise.
Oh, my God.
Well, today was about a mile and a half. Okay. But the Golden Gate to the Bay was 6.5.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Lisa.
That's what I say.
Yeah, no, you are a true athlete.
I go home and watch the Warriors game I taped it.
Yeah, so Lisa stops me at the Dolphin Club, and so she listens to us.
Oh.
And yeah, and she knows her stuff. I'm giving her a hard time. She actually knows her sport. She knows what's going on.
Oh, so she knows who Buddy Buckets is, the nickname that Dan evidently bestowed upon Buddy Hield earlier today, Lisa.
And Lisa just says, hey, listen, you know, she's telling me, I'm like, you got to call in. Like, it's incredible. I mean, I don't want to give away Lisa's age, but she's, you know, she's no spring chicken like none of us are. And she does some of the most demanding swims going from the Bay Bridge. Lisa, you went from Bay Bridge to Golden Gate?
No, the other way. Golden Gate to Bay.
Okay.
And then I went from China Beach to the aquatic park. That was a hard swim, too. Damn. I almost hit the bridge. I hit the Golden Gate Bridge. The current took me right at it. I missed it by about a foot.
Wow.
But I'm a huge 95.7 The Game fan, and I listen pretty much every day. And I love you guys, and I'm really glad to know Dan at the club. So thank you, and go Warriors.
Right on, Lisa.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing the phone with us. I mean, I know he's at the Dolphin Club at 3 a.m. every single day.
No, that's not happening. What? Although today, riding in, like I rode my bike into the club, it was like a painting.
So do you use this show just as an excuse to get out of swimming to Alcatraz? Or?
I want to do Alcatraz, but there's a potential you could get caught in an ebb or the current is working against you and you're in the water upwards to, like, she was in the water for almost an hour. Think about it. The water is like 55 degrees, 57 degrees. Could you be in? I can't. Like for an hour, 57 degree temperature, they'd have to pull me for hypothermia. And they have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pilots that pull people regularly, that either, first of all, you get the claw. Suddenly you can't swim and your hands just forms this claw and they start to turn blue, your fingers. And so a pilot will pull people like, we got to get you out. And immediately you rush to the sauna and resuscitated.
Dude, I can barely get in the ocean for 5 minutes. It's so damn cold.
Yeah. So
although I don't use a wetsuit, but dude, especially now that, well, we just talked about the cigar and cigarette smoke. My lungs are probably fried. I don't know if I could be sucking wind after 15 minutes.
Any stories from Vegas, or is everything sort of on the up and up? Was this?
Well, I mean, nothing too nefarious. We were pretty tame, although there was a tattoo involved at around 2 a.m. on the last night. I didn't get it, but I'm not going to shout out my boy who did. But
not a name, right? Remember, we talked about this. Never get a name.
Well.
Oh, man. Come on. Get your boy in line, too.
It was a bachelor trip. Apparently, he feels really good about this woman. That's the kiss of death, though. Once you get the tattoo of the initials or the name, it's got to be like an item or an image or just something that you can play off of. Because if you're getting...
Did he get this on his lower back?
Kelsey. No. No, I think he got it on his wrist. But let's say you're getting Kelsey. Okay, well, that's pretty hard to spin. Hey, who's that? Oh, it's my ex-wife. But if you're getting, you know, like a tree, well, maybe you can, it's representative of, let's say they're from Oregon, right? They're the big foresty, nature outgoing, outdoorsy people. So let's get a tree. That way, eventually when this wedding, and I hope they're not listening, doesn't work out, that you can play it off as, well, you know, I'm big into the outdoors, you know, I got it a long time ago, but it's representative of the roots that I have throughout my life. You know, if I was to get a tattoo, I don't have any ink. I got pretty decent skin. I don't want to ruin it. But if I was to get a tattoo, the last thing I would do is get someone else's name.
No.
I mean, I love you, Devone, but sorry, Double D is not going anywhere on this backside.
I had a friend of mine, his name was Double R, Rick Robertson, and he was a big radio personality in Seattle. And he had me on a show once, and he made a bet with the Seattle Storm that they would never win a WNBA championship, and of course they did. And the bet was he had to get the Seattle Storm tatted on his ass, like a big Seattle Storm on his butt. And Sue Bird made sure of it, too.
Oh!
So he walks around to this very day with Seattle Storm with him for life.
That is unbelievable. All the tattoos that I think, the sports ones are fine. You know, I don't really mind if you have a championship. It's not my taste. Like, I'd never get a, I don't know, like, let's say an Oakland Athletics logo. I love the A's, and they're gone, but I would never get an Oakland A's logo.
You don't want that elephant on your face?
No. Stomper would be reserved. I think it would be like a calf position. But there are some people that will get tattoos of championship or to, you know, memorize or, I don't know, they will get championships before they happen. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. To call your shot and get, like, there are people that probably have Golden State Warriors 2023 NBA champions out there.
Silly.
You can't do that. There was a couple people actually.
How do you explain that away?
That last year got Niners Super Bowl tattoos. You can't do that. Or you got to be able to cover it up or play it off or just torture skin. I don't know what people do nowadays, but that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm with you. There's a great story about, you talk about a premature celebration. This is with the ball went through Buckner's legs, 1986 World Series, and the Boston Red Sox complete collapse.
Scully, right?
Two outs. Yeah, Vin Scully on the call. So with two outs down to their final strike, and of course the Mets mounted what is the greatest comeback in the history of the World Series, culminated with, I want to say, was it Gary Carter hit the ball through the legs, through the wickets of Buckner?
I just know Mookie Wilson.
It was Mookie Wilson that hit it. Yeah, the left-hander, Mookie Wilson. So this was on a bar in Queens because I saw it. So with two outs, the game's at Shea Stadium, right? 1986 World Series. The Boston Red Sox, who had not won since the curse of the Pambino, going back to the day. And for less than 12 seconds, the scoreboard flashed, congratulations, Boston Red Sox, World Series champions, 1986. And this guy snapped it, and it still stands in this bar in Queens, right behind the bartenders. It's you talk about your premature celebrations. Be careful.
Well, that's why we're not trying to put the cart before the horse as we bring it all the way back to the Golden State Warriors.
Attaboy.
They're 2-0.
We're not working with amateurs here, Cam. See what he did there?
They have the biggest point differential through two wins in the history of the National Basketball Association. But we're not going to say that this team, all of a sudden, is ready to go on a run and reclaim their throne. As NBA, I can't do it.
No, I
gotta see more.
Yeah, no, of course. But here's the thing, though, Ev. I really don't have an issue if you're out there and you're a Warrior fan and you're totally into this. If you're saying this works, man,
Lisa,
we can beat anybody and we can do this for the next 5 to 6 months. First of all, I hope you're right. And the beauty of sports, Ev. You and I and the so-called experts that this isn't going to work have been proven wrong time and time again.
Yep.
So if you're one of those that's all in on this, God bless. Go nuts. And enjoy this ride. We don't want to sit here and like, oh, we know better than you, and it's not sustainable. You can't play 12 guys, and you know, when Steph comes off the floor, who's going to score? Throwing water on somebody's drink. This is what sports is all about. You're off to a 2-0 start. You're a team where the remnants of winning championships is still hanging around, and you want to, you know, you want to drink the Kool-Aid. Go for it. I don't want to get in your way. I really mean that. Like, go nuts.
Well, and I don't think that people are sipping the Kool-Aid in regards to a championship. That was just kind of hyperbole. But I do think that people are feeling better about this Warriors team because they don't have the anchor of expectation. I don't think anybody was expecting this team to compete for a title going into this season. And, you know, you may not be still. Whatever, that's fine. But people are given a clean slate this year as to how they want to root for the Warriors. And that's what I love about this group is that I do think we're going to find more and more about this team every single night. And so it gives us more of a reason to be engaged. It gives us more of a reason to watch this team and learn about them. Because, yeah, Buddy Hield's been the highest leading scorer for the Warriors the first two games. Tomorrow, it could be Moses Moody. It could be Jonathan Kuminga. It could be, obviously, Steph Curry. There's so many different ways that it looks like this team has a chance to be successful that it demands your attention. And I think that's why people are so high on this team, is because there's not as much baggage. Like Curry said, there appears to be healthy egos on this team. And there appears to be more of a future that, although is foggy, it's not negative. It doesn't look like they're going backwards, which what felt like they had been doing after the championship for the past two seasons. This is a new group with some old pieces that are connected to a championship fabric, and now they're being allowed to, with a clean slate, build their own legacy for this season. And so I don't really care that Wiggins has missed a bunch of time in the past 2 years. I don't care that Draymond Green got suspended for 25 games last year. I don't care that Curry's 36 years old now, because this team has a blank canvas. And so far, they've painted two blowout victories, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I watched Curry play in these last two games, and it's almost like this alternate universe. Like, what is this? What team is he on? It looks so different from every Warrior team or some iteration thereof with Curry on the floor. It's like so much is happening that's not involving Curry. Now, Curry gets his, and Curry does his part, and obviously that dynamic is going to change as we go forward, but it's so fun to watch, because it's just like, all of a sudden, they've got these fresh, young bodies, and they got speed and energy, and Curry's certainly a part of this, but he's not the eye of that storm. It's so bizarre watching their last two games as it relates to Steph Curry and his contribution. And you could say the same for the most part as far as Draymond Green is concerned.
Well, yeah, they are, I guess, technically top-heavy in that Curry and Green are their best two players, and then 3 through 12 could be different on a given night. It looks like Hield, you know, might have a chance to be one of those top dudes. But last year, Curry had to be superhuman for
Curry
them to win a game.
For the last 5 years.
Well, but last year it felt like it was even more drastic. Like, there was, I forget what the stat was, but it was when he didn't score 30 points, they lost like 80% of their games. And so, like, they needed him at an advanced age to be just as good as he was when he was winning MVPs. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, okay, now see, it gets back to, again, are we getting ahead of ourselves? Because we need to see it. And we've seen it for two games, but this is where, you know, I pumped the brakes a little bit. Buddy Hield's been amazing. But again, are we ready to make that declaration that when Steph's off the floor, or should Steph get hurt, that we now feel good about eight guys giving me double figures, or Buddy Hield shooting 65% from three-point territory? Like, that still, to me, is a question that has to be answered. And two games isn't enough.
No, that's true. I agree with that completely. But let's look at the beginning of last season, which, by the way, they started 5-1, 6-2. But a lot of those games were close, and they weren't necessarily against the greatest teams.
I want to say they beat Oklahoma twice within that span. Is that?
They beat Oklahoma by a basket game
OKC.
6 or 7 of the season last year. But what I'm looking at are the leaders for those games. Game 1 through game 11, Curry was the leading scorer.
Yeah.
Already through two games, he hasn't been, and I don't even know if he's been, well, Portland was up there. But there have been multiple players that can give you, maybe not 30-point games, but can be explosive enough in spurts to make sure that he doesn't have to carry the offensive load as much as he did last season. And yes, Portland and Utah, they're not very good. I also agree with the 209 of the Comcast Business Text Line. It was against Portland and a tanking Jazz team. Let's calm down a bit with the Warriors type. But I do think that...
Shout out Central Valley, 209.
See, I feel like you got every single area code on lock. 512. What do you got on that?
San Antonio, Texas.
God damn.
Right?
This guy's good. Austin. But yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What was I saying? Oh, Curry. Dude.
You started it. Go ahead.
I know.
512. Well, yeah, Curry.
No.
He's been the guy.
He's had to be.
Yeah.
And he will have to be against good teams, but he also had to be that last year against bad teams. And that, I do think, is a little bit different now.
Yeah. I would say that
since, like, they don't need him to score 30 to eke out a win against Portland. You know, they're beating that team running away.
Since Kevin Durant left town, I'd say it's been pretty much his show. And it's been that way. It's been glaringly sort of, you know, more difficult to watch as he gets older over the last 2 years specifically. You know, it's interesting. We talk about Buddy Hield and the big game he had. And we're talking about how, you know, even this as it relates to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry when they're on these heat checks and you just feed them. It seems as though as Buddy Hield has been so effective, but it seems as if it's been in the flow of the game, right? It just seems very organic to me. Now, yeah, you could see that he had a hot hand and people were feeding him, but it wasn't one of those, like, well, Steph Curry gets into a rhythm, like, watch out, he's going to start hoisting from the logo.
Or end of shot clock, bail me out.
It was just Buddy Hield sort of was representative of sort of this new personality that is the Golden State Warriors. Yes, he erupted for big points, but he did it in limited minutes, and he also sort of seemed to do it within what it is that they were trying to accomplish offensively. It was very organic and within the flow of the construct of the offense. It wasn't as though it was Buddy Hield just going nuts and taking shots with two guys on him. I would say that the majority of the shots that Buddy Hield has made have been good looks.
Or good looks for Buddy Hield. I mean, I think he's, again, he's a gunner, he's a chucker, but he's also a career 40% three-point shooter. So yeah, it's not as if he isn't and hasn't proven that he's been a marksman his entire career.
I heard this interesting statistic about him.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years.
Cam, let me get the pin out for Dan's balloon.
Nobody's made as many threes as Buddy Hield in the last 5 years. And that includes, Evan Gaines, Steph Curry. Are you familiar with this statistic?
I am. I've only heard it a million times since the beginning of the season. But what people...
Apparently, what are we missing?
Well, what people so...
Oh, come on! Don't go there!
So generously to Buddy Hield will leave out is the fact that Curry missed an entire season.
Nitpicking.
Curry didn't play in 2020. It was funny. Yeah, we're looking at the... We're just thinking, all right, well, who else would be on that list? Klay, right? Well, no, he actually missed two seasons. Yeah. It's probably like... Who would be up there as far as three-point makes? Yeah, it'd be chuckers. It'd be James Harden, maybe like Tatum. I think the year that Klay led the league in threes, Tatum was second. Tatum's shot a lot in the last 5 years.
You mentioned Tatum. And so we're talking about this Warrior team, and you have got to play. You've got to earn your minutes, right? I think, is that fair?
Yeah.
Because Curry will bench you, and he really doesn't care. And if you want further proof... Look at what it is that he did to Jason Tatum. A guy was fresh off the MVP of the NBA Finals, and it's game one of the Olympics, and we're facing Serbia. Sorry, I don't like you in this matchup. You're going to sit. So if you're a Golden State Warrior, you better rest assured, my man, you need to play well, because if Steve Kerr can sit Jason Tatum, he sure as hell can sit your ass.
Well, and that's why, you know, maybe it's not the fact that Kuminga isn't playing well, an indictment of Kuminga himself, but, you know, maybe Kerr doesn't know how to use him. It's like Derek White was getting more minutes than Jason Tatum. I don't think anybody would tell you that Derek White's a better basketball player than Jason Tatum.
I mean, Tyrese Haliburton, I mean, he was DMP'd in two of those games.
Yeah, but he was fine with it. He was just happy to be there. You know, found a couple French girls in Paris and was just kicking it all night. That dude was there for the vibes and just had to have a good time, pick up a gold medal on the way out of the door. Jason Tatum actually wanted to play. And Steve Kerr let him know very early on, sorry, buddy, if this is a 12-man roster, you're number 10 or 11.
Did you think Steve had the sort of stones to do something like that?
Yeah. Played Anthony Lamb over, I don't know, Ty Jerome. I mean, if Steve Kerr thinks that he can, whether he's right or wrong, if he thinks that a player can help him win,
yeah,
that player's going to play. That's why I think that on this team, you know, I have my worries about, well, Moody is forcing the issue, for example. Like, Moses Moody is playing well enough that Kerr's going to have to find him minutes. But coming into the season, if you'd told me that, like, Lindy Waters was going to get more minutes than Moses Moody, I wouldn't necessarily be shocked if Steve Kerr felt like that was going to help him win. Now, that's not going to happen. But my point is, like, if Kyle Anderson is going to help the Warriors win, he's going to play. He might play more than Kuminga on some nights if Kerr thinks he's best fit for it. That's why GP2 plays as much as he does as a 6'2" power forward.
When you think about the Warriors this year, there's no liabilities defensively.
By the way, Curry, Hield, Doncic, Tatum, Van Vliet, last 5 years. Van Vliet.
Pride of Wichita State. He got paid.
Shock him.
So, or Shaka, as we like to say in the islands, throwing you up.
Well, the Wichita State Shockers.
No, I know.
I thought you were talking about Shaka Smart.
Shaka Smart, whose name was, he was named after Shaka.
Really?
Yeah. No, I totally made that up.
I was like, wow, that is a pull, dude. You know, like,
who are his parents?
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, last year when you looked at this team, I always go back to this, that there were holes defensively. You would say, oh, Klay Thompson is, you know, back from the injuries, he can still light it up. Yeah, but he became a serious, serious liability on the defensive end. And the same with Chris Paul. Chris Paul is just, you can't, there's nothing, you're 40 years old playing the point guard position in basketball. There's going to be holes defensively. And I think when they ran out of gas and what became really glaringly apparent was in that ugly loss to Sacramento. And those two guys, I still remember Harrison Barnes hunting out Klay Thompson. And the same with Keegan Murray. Like, put me on a switch with Klay. I want to go at him. Can you imagine that? 10 years ago? No. Klay Thompson was the best. He'd lock you up. But they don't have that. And go through the roster now. Who would you say that about? Who would you say that this is an area of concern defensively? Like, there's nobody. They're all two-way players, if not guys who are just exclusively defensive specialists, a.k.a. GP2 and Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, there are weaker defensive players, but you're right. There's not glowing mismatches every single lineup they put on the floor. Last year, it did feel like there was people that you could abuse. In fact, not just one. Like, you know, if you have four defenders on the floor, you can largely get by, even for teams that switch a lot. But the Warriors had two or three guys that would just get abused. And also, I do think that your boy, Trayce Jackson-Davis, because of how much easier he makes Draymond's job, you're not worried as much about their protection at the rim as you have been in years past. And I think that's a big reason why they were good down the stretch of last year. Like, we talked about Curry taking a step back. He took a step back statistically after the All-Star break. He had his worst shooting percentages from the floor. And the team was able to actually win a lot of basketball games because they played good defense. And so I'm glad that this summer they lean more into that than just trying to find more firepower. You know, I think they stayed the same offensively. Maybe they took a little bit of a step forward. I'm not sure yet. But defensively, you're right. They have taken leaps and bounds.
If I was in, again, who knows? Because it just depends on who's playing well. But if we were to make somewhat of a handicap or an educated guess right now.
Prediction time?
The middle of the latter part of the season, who do you think gets marginalized on this team? If I was to go through, again, Draymond, Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Steph Curry's not going anywhere, Andrew Wiggins, Pajemski, Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, Moses Moody, DeAnthony Melton, Kevon Looney, GP2, Lindy Waters, Guy Santos. Well, forget about Lindy Waters and Guy Santos. If somebody just sort of is on the outside looking in with high regularity towards the latter part of the season, who do you think it is?
That one's tough. I do think the player whose minutes are going to fluctuate the most is Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah. And it's because he's playing 25 to 30 minutes now. But if you told me in a month he's playing 15 to 20 minutes and coming off the bench, I wouldn't be shocked. You know, I think people are not going to be happy with how much, say, Moses Moody is used. But if we're looking at candidates to move into the starting lineup, at the two, I think we talked about it earlier. The two guys to me that are most well equipped to help the starting lineup at the two spot, which would move either Wiggins or Kuminga to the three, it would be Moses Moody or DeAnthony Melton. So, you know, I think there are a lot of players on the back end of the roster that have room to gain more minutes in this system. The guy who's going to be up and down all year and we're going to have a lot of conversations about is probably JK.
I can see maybe a couple of guys. I can see Kevon Looney and maybe DeAnthony Melton gets squeezed just because other guys are playing well. I could see there's a scenario where potentially Andrew Wiggins if he climbs back into a hole and becomes the Andrew Wiggins and disappears again for, you know, a lengthy part of the season, then maybe he's, because there's so many guys that you can replace them with right now. Like, if you're going to be, Andrew Wiggins probably knows this. Like, if I become that guy again, I'm going to lose minutes. I'm going to lose my starting spot.
That I agree with, but I also think that Kerr generally leans more towards the veteran players.
That's true.
Than the younger
ones.
Yeah,
but hopefully he learned something from a year ago, because it took way too damn long. Listen, if I could see that Pajemski needed run a lot earlier and Trace Jackson Davis, then, you know, certainly I think that the same holds true for Steve Kerr, and he should have been able to recognize that.
That's fair. Well, I do want to take a quick break now. I want to get Cameron Williams into this conversation. So on the other side, Devone and Williams will take you the rest of the way here on Warriors This Week. As we take a quick break, step aside, be back for our final segment. Again, 9 to noon every single Saturday. Warriors season is here. We are back on 95.7 The Game with Warriors This Week. We'll take one final break and get you in with Devone and Cam on the other side.
Facilitate for Curry on the right wing. Curry, bounce pass Draymond in traffic up top to Heald, penetration over the shoulder to Wiggins. He's open, lets it fly. A three ball above the break, and the Warriors lead by 28 points, 83-55.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Another blowout victory by that of the Golden State Warriors, tearing apart both Portland and running away and hiding from the Utah Jazz. Both games, by the way, on the road. It is Dan Devone. It's Cam Williams. We just heard Tim Roy on the call. How's Tim treating you, by the way, Cam?
Tim's been great. He's been really good. They've been showing me the ropes, him and RC. It's been a great learning experience. I mean, some parts were a little bit rocky because I'm new to this, but for the most part, overall, they've welcomed me into their family. Feels like home, and they've been guiding me all the way through.
That's good to hear. And if he's giving you a hard time, you let me know, man. I will have words with them, man.
Gotcha.
You don't be messing with Cam Williams. All right, let's take a couple of quick calls before we get out of here. We'll start things out with NTO out in Washington, wants to talk about the Warriors. What's up, NTO?
Bro, it's D from D.C., man, not NTO. What's up with you, Devone?
Oh, there he is. What's up, my man? Oh, Washington. Oh, God. I was thinking Washington State. What's going on? Where you been, by the way? Dude, how dare you?
This is your favorite coconut, man. This is your favorite coconut.
I know, but where you been? Like, I haven't heard from you in a while. And let me tell you something. When I'm on the air, I expect you to be in the lineup every damn day I'm doing this show. But you've been MIA.
Nah, bro, I've been listening to you, man. I just decided not to call because, you know, there was not much to be happy about as it relates to the Warriors. However, I think we have a different team in our hands, man. How do you feel about this roster, Dan?
I mean, I have to see more. I mean, I get excited about it. It's fun. There's a lot to enjoy, but the sustainability, I mean, do you think that this is something that, you know, if we're to do this show 4 months from now, we're still talking about playing 12 guys and blowing out teams?
Well, you know what? I feel the same way as you do. However, there's one thing that we cannot argue about. The energy around the team is a little different. I think, as you know, in order for the system that Kerr runs, for it to be a success, the energy has to be very positive, right? Guys have to be willing to sacrifice their games. They have to be willing to make passes. They have to be willing to defend. They have to be willing to to make plays, right? I think we have that in this group, this current group. Now, can it be sustainable? I guess we will see. Me personally, I'm waiting until game 10 to see exactly how far this game can go.
I need to see
10 games.
You know what? As far as the energy and the buy-in, you're absolutely right. That is different, and that's one of the most noticeable things. When you watch this team, you can tell, and it's palpable, that this isn't the same Warriors we've watched over the last couple of years, and who knows where the hell they'll end up at the end of the season, but it is different. It's a different personality, and you can see that they're all, as they like to say, pulling from the proverbial same rope. What's up, Cam?
So I was thinking that because Steve Kerr was saying that they wanted to get more scrappy with their defense in the offseason, right? And we don't know what this 12-man rotation is going to look like. So we might as well just call them the mystery gang. If we're thinking about Scooby-Doo, if they're going to get real scrappy out there on defense, okay. But then we don't know what's going to happen with this 12-man rotation and how long it's going to be. But it's looking good right now just within these first two games.
No doubt. Let's wrap things up with Gene. Let's get out to Oakland. Gene, what do you got, my man? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me. So I just tuned in, so what I'm going to say, I'm sure it's been covered already, but I'm going to say it anyway. Yeah, I'm loving this team. We do have to wait and see when we start playing some real teams. But they're exciting, they're fun. But I do have an issue with this starting five. They look kind of clunky, slow, you know, and you got a problem with Curry kind of typically having these slow starts now. It takes him a while to get going. So, you know, that leaves Andrew Wiggins, and he hasn't quite got it going yet. So I think that's making it a lot harder for Kuminga to do his thing. I'd like to see him come off the bench. I do like the idea of replacing him with D'Anthony Melton or maybe Moody. But I'd also like to see a little bit of Hield and Curry out there. Hield is going to open things up for Curry, and I don't know, could be really exciting. I mean, without Hield, we wouldn't have had these huge victories these first two games. So I want to see more Buddy. I want to see Kuminga in a more comfortable situation, and I want to see just how this all plays out.
Yeah, and I actually think it's the other way around. I think it might be Steph Curry that's helping out Buddy Hield, because when those two are on the floor, and if you notice, Steve Kerr makes a point of it, that those two get run together, because it's sort of pick your poison. As everybody, we talk about and throw out that phrase, gravitational pull, and everybody wants to go to Steph Curry. Well, I don't know that Buddy Hield has ever had this many open looks. We've seen Buddy Hield make shots like this before, but I don't know that he's been in an offense, or he's been in a system or a scenario where he's been able to sit there, set his feet, and get good looks. I'm trying to think about any bad shots that he's had during this run, and I can't think of any. So a lot of it is just he's been the product of the system and also Steph Curry specifically.
Yeah, and I'd add that, you know, seeing all of his experience being a top shooter for threes and things like that, he's really solid and he's really melting into this system. He feels really comfortable, and like you said earlier, the environment, something just feels different about this team, and he's meshing well. Like, it seems like he would have fit well with the team even back in like 15, 16, or even 17, 18 with all those guys coming off the bench. He would have fit during any of those times. And there were some people online that were also saying, oh, the Warriors, just give it time. You guys are going to see why Buddy's being traded so much. But honestly, I feel like his mentality and his energy, I feel like he'll be here for a while. I don't think he's going to be going anywhere after this.
You know, Buddy Hield fits. Buddy Hield makes sense. Now look, is Buddy Hield going to stay at this clip of hitting at 65% from three-point territory? No. The other shoe's going to drop. It may happen tomorrow against the Clippers where he goes, you know, 1 of 9 from three-point land. It's Buddy Hield. And I would say that's, you know, that holds true for the majority of shooters in this league. Aside from, you know, the great ones, which are Steph and Clay, the majority of shooters are hot, or there's sometimes where they just are not feeling it. But the difference being is that you're not solely reliant on Buddy Hield. You're just taking what it is that Buddy Hield's been able to provide the first two games. Hopefully, Steph Curry gets going. You get something from Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga. This just happens to be Buddy Hield. And this is sort of the construct of this team, that there are so many different guys when you go 12 to 13 deep that can contribute. This isn't about Buddy Hield. And when you talk about Buddy Hield, potentially going back to the Buddy Hield through the, you know, the five teams that he's played for and why he's so well-traveled. Well, Buddy Hield, again, hasn't played on a team or in a system where he can be the benefactor of a guy who's just sitting on the other side of the floor and everybody's concentrating on a Steph Curry, or being in a system where when he walks onto the floor, it's not as though where everybody else, you know, where everywhere else he was, everybody's focused on Buddy Hield. No, he's the byproduct of Steph Curry, and he's, you know, he's relishing in that role. But again, this isn't about Buddy Hield, and it's not about Jonathan Kuminga. It's not about Andrew Wiggins. It's about all 12 guys. We'll see, Cam, whether, you know, this is viable forget about, you know, the rest of the year, whether they can get through the next week. But it certainly is fun, and like I said earlier to Ev, we don't need to – you know, we needed to break this down and throw water on it that this isn't going to last, or you can't go 12 guys, or Buddy Hield's going to come down to earth. Enjoy it. This is the beauty of sports. We don't know. None of us know. You think this is something that can prevail through the course of the season going this deep, Cam?
Honestly, I think it can, because now Steph and all the other players, they have time to rest. They have a deep backcourt now, like they used to. So the times when we went to the championships, not saying that they're going to go to a championship right now for this season, but they have a chance to have a good backcourt, and they could rest and move players around. And it's so flexible, so it's a beautiful thing. I mean, yes, they went against two teams that needed to be blown out, but we could see what they can do against some real teams a little bit further down the line. And I do feel confident. I feel something. The energy is different. It's different from last year, this time, and there's not a lot of drama in there right now. It's more clear.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see when they take on the good teams, and especially towards the end of games when you're getting nip and tuck, and you can't just start bringing guys in and changing faces. You've got to, like, go with something that's a little bit more stable, especially in the closing moments of a game, what it is that the Warriors do. Who's going to be that closing five? I will say this, that when we think about the landscape of the West, that can the Warriors creep up there? I mean, I've heard some people that are, you know, they're drinking the sauce and saying, hey, this is something that can last. And somebody was on, I was one of the network shows that had the Warriors being potentially a four seed. And it had a lot to do with that. Maybe Minnesota isn't as good. Maybe Denver's falling back to the rest of the pack. Now, you know, that bench isn't very good. And is their window closing? I think as long as Jokic is Jokic, the Joker's still going to dominate. But, you know, we'll see. The one thing I will say, though, is Oklahoma's damn good, man. And they're confident. And that's what happens when young teams that are good get a year under their belt. They come back with some swagger. And I think that's what's going on with OKC.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be a problem for the West. I mean, just seeing how everyone's melting in together like that, they'll definitely be a headache for a lot of these OGs out there.
Cam, what time you got things going tomorrow?
For me, I'm going to be here around 5-ish, maybe. Yeah, around 5. Even though the Niners are playing from 1 to 4, but I'm going to be here for 5 because the Warriors game. So I got to be here, get here early.
5:30 tip, Clippers. Yeah. Right here on 95.7 The Game. All right, that'll do it for us. For my man Cam Williams and, of course, Evan Giddings, this is Dan Devone for Warriors This Week. We'll see you back here next Saturday and every Saturday from 9 to 12 talking about the Warriors. What else as they get off to the hot start at 2-0 tomorrow? Once again, 5:30 tip as they take on the Los Angeles Clippers in the home opener. All the action can be heard right here on 95.7 The Game. Until then, so long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.